May 13. Heart work. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Psalm 51:6. Truth must become truth to the receiver, to all intents and purposes. It must be stamped on the heart. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:10. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. Mark 12:30. This is the service that God accepts. The heart is a citadel of the being, and until that is wholly on the Lord's side, the enemy will gain constant victories over us through his subtle temptations. Full and abundant is the provision that has been made that we may have mercy, grace, and peace. Why then do human beings act as if they entertained the idea that the truth is a yoke of bondage? It is because the heart has never tasted and seen that the Lord is good. The world is full of false teaching, and if we do not resolutely search the Scriptures for ourselves, we shall accept the world's errors for truth, adopt its customs, and deceive our own hearts. Its doctrines and customs are at variance with the truth of God. It is a matter of the highest importance and interest to us that we understand what truth is, and our petition should go forth with intense earnestness, that we may be guided into all truth. Truth is sacred, divine. It is stronger and more powerful than anything else in the formation of character after the likeness of Christ. In it there is fullness of joy. When it is cherished in the heart, the love of Christ is preferred to the love of any human being. This is Christianity. This is the love of God in the soul. Thus pure, unadulterated truth occupies a citadel of the being. When the truth as it is in Jesus molds our characters, it will be seen to be truth indeed. As it is contemplated by the believer, it will grow brighter, shining with its original beauty. It will increase in value, quickening, vivifying the mind, and subduing selfish, unchristlike coarseness of character. It will elevate our aspirations, enabling us to reach the perfect standard of holiness.